This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do really, really, honestly, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, just being engaged. Seriously. I mean, if you're involved and engaged, you'll have some information. You know, we got a lot going on. I'll tell you something else. I'm watching out the corner of my eye. And it's the first time I think I've seen justices really going at each other. I never really seen that before. But, you know, Justice Thomas and Justice Ginsburg, and I don't know if it's really her. Anybody actually see her to know if it's actually her? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, like I keep telling you. And I very much appreciate that. I am trying to find... I just had a story in front of my face. Stacey Abrams, you know, we know who he is, right? The governor of Georgia? So she says. I don't know. You've got to be really careful when these people that are a little off... You know, you want to watch out what you say and where, because you just don't know who their friends are. And you really don't know what the heck's going on with them. But Stacey Abrams, the self-proclaimed governor of Georgia, she says, if we don't legalize voter fraud, we'll all be speaking Russian. I mean, these people supposedly have brain cells. I mean, think about that. Well, that escalated quickly, right? On going back and forth with her. Right? It's never been as true a bizarre conclusion by an aspiring candidate for something like a Stacey Abrams. Right? And why this is happening is obvious. Stacey was invited to a national security forum. I'm not convinced that she can spell national security. I mean, have you heard this woman speak? And it's not because she's a woman. And it's not because she's black. It's because she's another one of those AOC geniuses. I think they all went to the same school. And you're seeing this happen more and more and more. You know, this Russian conspiracy has eaten these people up so much that they can't think, sleep, or eat anything else. She launched into a speech claiming that any effort to prevent voters is really voter suppression. Right? Because that was what her whole candidacy was based on, was voter suppression. She lost because of voter suppression. And somehow 52,000 votes were stolen. Can you imagine if I made that comment, they would rip me up. When I say this, 700, 1,000 votes stolen. After delivering her voter suppression spiel, she had to pivot to national security, and she started talking about Russian conspiracies. You know, and again, she had to talk about this from a standpoint to make it look good for the Democrats. And this is one of those, when you hear somebody like her and AOC and a few others, well, I'll go down the list. Her, AOC, Katie Hill, Omar, Nancy Pelosi, this is the A-team. this is one of those moments when you realize just how unmoored Democrats have. Right? They're just totally devoid of historical reality. You know, they were screaming about McCarthyism at times. And now they're doing the same thing that he did. If we don't secure our democracy in 2020, we'll have a very difficult conversation, potentially speaking in Russian. We should allow everybody who shows up to vote. I mean, that's really her mindset. If you have a heartbeat, you show up, you should be able to vote. Democrats, you know, I mean, think about this. 70 years, if you think about who was screaming about Russian, you know, the communists, what they would be doing here in this country, they finally got it. A high-level staffer for the Democrat Stacey Adams resigned after he promoted the gubernatorial candidate on a Russian government-funded media outlet that the FBI is investigating now as part of a potential Kremlin-backed operation. Funny, so she has a Russian connection. Has nobody heard about that? Does MSNBC, ABCD, EFG, EHI, JK, have any of those guys talked about this at all? See, I'm not afraid of these people in and of themselves. I'm not afraid of their thoughts in and of themselves. I'm afraid of the fact that people actually vote for them. And they get into office and they don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. I could play AOC's clip again. And you would be just as confused as I was. I listened to that clip and was totally confused with, what is it, the AOC's greatest gaffes is what I called it. And it's great because nothing. For some of you who are old enough to remember this, she could have been Gracie Alley stand-in, right? George and Gracie? Remember Gracie Allen? I mean, totally confused, totally, well, she played it. I know she wasn't really like it. Although AOC plays it and she's really like it. Be an easy spot for her to walk into. There was the outreach director for Abrams, which when they were running ads on Russian government funded media, and the FBI had to get involved in it. It was one of at least three appearances on Sputnik by Farrell, who worked as an outreach director for, are you ready for this one? Another one. For Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. So this guy who's somehow connected with the Russians is connected to Bernie, actively connected, not a fringe guy. And the same thing with Abrams, not a fringe guy, actively connected. And both those outlets were implicated in a declassified U.S. intelligence report that was put out in January. So, I'm confused. Where's the Russian connection? Who has the real connection? German Senior Host Mark Anthony joins me after the break. And yes, we're going to talk more about that nasty
stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on, because I have so much fun when he's on. And I get to, he's one of the few guys I can just beat up a little bit verbally, and he goes along with it, and then, I don't know, maybe he'll come back, maybe he won't, we'll find out. Mark Anthony joins me, as he does on a regular
basis.
Hello,
my friend.
Always have a good time. How you doing?
Always good to be here. How are you?
So I'm going to give away a secret. Mark is at a place right now where they're cooking dinner, and he actually, Mark is Italian. And Mark actually said, which is why I questioned his Italianness, you put too much garlic in that. Now, to my Italian friends,
it was already in the base of the sauce.
Can anybody
say it?
Is there ever too much garlic?
If you're going to set up a story, you've got to tell everybody everything. So Evan Sayet, well-known conservative comedian who has a brand new book out, is standing next to me. We're cooking dinner. Bettina Viviano is here as well. I've got this great cream sauce going, and the cream's with the Romano. It's beautiful. And Evan turns around. Nobody asked him. And he throws, a couple cloves in of garlic chopped. It's already in there. It's so bad that we're going to have to put Evan in the garage tonight.
No. Yeah. You know what? I'm on Evan's side on this one. Sorry. You cannot. You know, my wife will walk in the kitchen when I'm cooking and say, so what are we having for dinner? Garlic? Right?
Or garlic.
You can. What was that scene? Remember the scene in Saturday Night Live with the? It was more cowbell. Remember that scene? What we need is more cowbell.
Yeah.
We should do one with a bunch of Italians in the kitchen. Go. What we need is more garlic, right? Seriously.
We do.
Anyway,
it's kind of our first line of defense before the mob because our breath is so bad, right? So
it works. No kidding. Hey, listen, you and I, we when you come on the show, I know it's not the only issue out there, but I think it's going to be a big issue in 2020, which is the abortion issue.
Yes.
And I'm talking about it tonight. I know I make some of the listeners crazy with it, but I really don't care because they can go listen to another show if they don't like it. But here's the deal. The Supreme Court today, I thought this was great. So now we have a feud between Thomas Clarence and she's half awake, Ginsburg, right?
She's not alive. Somebody made that opinion up. Has anybody seen her alive, Joe?
No, we've not seen her. There was no press release for her birthday. There was nothing. I'm like, come on, guys, really? Is she in the hospital? I mean, I don't know. Anyway.
I want to either see proof of life or a death certificate. I really do.
We need a picture of her sitting up there with the rest of them. I mean, actually sitting there listening to these.
I know.
But I thought it was, again, real interesting that Clarence Thomas, he just come out and said it. The Supreme Court's going to have to deal with this, which is what you and I have been saying for a long time. Look, the states can do what they're going to do. I think the Republican states are pushing really hard to get this in front of the Supreme Court by signing the laws that they're signing in, don't you think?
That's right. On purpose, absolutely. Yeah. And notice, as everybody else I'm sure does, that the blue states are in a frantic panic to get to the finish line of standing for death, like Illinois did. And they took all of these restrictions away that are reasonable, like one, Joe, notifying the father that you're about to kill his baby. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? All of those things have been taken away. So Illinois has taken a cue from New York and the rest of them. What's great is that the other states that actually have a compass are doing what needs to be done. As we know, Ohio and Georgia, Alabama, it keeps going. And I think that our good friend Tom Delbacar, I'm sure, is listening. He has nothing else to do. I'm just kidding.
He's making fun of the fact that you thought there was too much garlic, I'm sure. But anyway.
That's right, exactly. So we're all Italian. But my point is, he knows I'm kidding. If he's listening or his friends are, we're all friends.
He
doesn't listen to your show or anybody else's. But the point is that the divided era, that book he wrote many years ago, does come into play. Because I think that 2020 is going to be down the line with those issues. Abortion being one, the wall, and immigration being the other one. And so I'm actually not afraid because Operation Let Them Talk is working perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're making total fools of themselves. I opened up the show tonight with a sign that I saw. You're going to love this one, right? The sign that they were holding up and down at the U.S. Supreme Court was, abortion is a human right. And I said, I want you to think about that. For who?
Yeah.
the human you're taking off the planet? Or the human that's holding the other human? Who's it a human right for? This makes absolutely no sense.
That's right. It's not a human right. It's not a woman's right issue. You probably saw I posted with that Illinois article.
Well, I want to talk about that.
Bill. It's, yeah.
Yeah, but you realize something. Here's
you want to what?
I want to talk about that because here's the deal. The Supreme Court upheld the part of the law which required disposal of the fetal remains by... You don't bury a glob of cells. You don't
bury a cancerous
tumor.
That's the first step. That's right.
Right? Now, you bury people. You bury animals, but you bury live things when they die.
That's right.
This makes you not believe that this makes a statement.
This is the biggest first step we've ever had, actually.
Yeah.
And I thank God that all those other states have taken the step, Ohio and the rest of them, because we all know it's kind of funny. The other side's like, you'll never, this is going to the Supreme Court. Well, we know.
Good.
And thank God. Good. It should be there. That's where it's going to be decided, the law of the land. And the states do have, obviously, their rights, states' rights. But it's important right now, as we're seeing, by the way, like in Missouri, Joe, there's only one Planned Parenthood that's still going. And they're about, that's right, supposedly. But I'm sure somebody sick will help them keep going. And the point is that look how quickly that happened. In a state that stood up for life and said no more. And it doesn't mean, by the way, to the liberals that are listening, because I know they love to listen to us, it doesn't mean there's no other choice. There is, and the choice is life. And that means that if you went and got pregnant, and we've all been there to some extent, everybody that's listening, that's a life inside of you. And you don't have the right, by the way, even if it's rape, to say I'm going to kill it. You don't have that right. You really don't. And for people to walk around saying that a woman has a right to choose, she also had a right to choose to make sure there was a condom or birth control. So that didn't happen, and now there's a life. And you and I both know what they look like at each week.
Well,
that's
listen, I got nailed for that the other day when somebody was talking about responsibility and I'm not going to make this choice. And I go, well, wait a minute. It was her responsibility, too, along with his. We'll talk about this when we decide to break. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, Mark Anthony's going nowhere. He'll be here after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service issued a tornado emergency for Kansas City, and officials say two tornadoes have struck the area. storm chaser James Skivers.
This is most definitely a tornado. It was very difficult to see just due to its nature of being wrapped in rain. It was definitely not something that I don't think anybody would, if the sirens weren't going off and the emergency managers weren't doing their fine job, I don't think many people would have known about this otherwise.
Officials say 10 people are hospitalized with injuries. The Kansas City airport issued an all clear. Local reports say homes are damaged and trees have been uprooted. Skiver says people should be careful when going back to check their homes.
The side of the house is completely gone. You just don't know what else is going to go along with that. So you could just be walking in your home, checking things out, and then all of a sudden something falls on you. It could be a very bad deal.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I know you don't want to be elected. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This just in, he's been screaming about it all day long. Avenatti is innocent. No, not according to the court. According to Avenatti, you know. Have you people realized that you're...
ready for president? He was going to run for president. CNN said
considering
he was
the party,
a credible candidate.
Considering the party he's with, he has all the qualifications, does he not? Embezzlement?
Absolutely. He has criminal charges. He hangs out with strippers. And he doesn't know where his money goes. Yeah.
And takes money from other people, less fortunate than him.
And takes money from other people. He screwed Stormy Daniels more than anybody ever screwed her.
No sex talk on the show. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyhow. No, he went to, I'm sure he went to the Clinton School of, you know, embezzlement, right? I mean, didn't he take money from people that can't, you know, save themselves?
Let's remember who represented him. Lanny Davis. The cleanup man for the Clintons, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. No, that's great.
No surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's hit this.
Can we talk about Omar?
We can talk about all those nuts in a minute. The A team for you're talking about the female A team for the Democrats. Can I call them the female A team? Is that okay? They are Democrats.
They're not an A team. They're a team of idiots.
They're the Democrats A team. Yeah, they are. Think about it.
Well,
it's the best they got.
That's our U team. Okay.
All right. So, wait a minute. Before you go there, I know you have like AAA, triple D, so slow down a second, right? I want to finish up with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Clarence Thomas, all right? The two of them. I mean,
he's not alive.
So he's talking to dead people. Let's just go on with it like that, right? So they're talking about this.
He's Macaulay Culkin.
They're going at each other. And this is like unheard of on the Supreme Court. They usually are, you know, a level of decorum with them when they're speaking to each other. But these two, I think Thomas has had it. He's had it with this whole issue. And the two of them are going at it. I think this is going to be a big deal in 2020. It's going to be one of the major...
It is.
reasons people vote for Trump, and because, you know, 73% of Americans do not agree with third trimester abortion, let alone partial birth abortion or afterbirth abortion now.
You know what we should call it is whatever you want to put as a in front of that word, whatever you want to call it. You can call it partial birth this or that. Let's just call it partial birth murder, because that's what it is. And all of us have seen enough videos that were undercover, Gosnell and such. Okay? So we have a clear decision to make in 2020. It's really, yes, the Supreme Court, we want more of conservatives, but ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be about a fight for life when it comes to abortion, because they're racing to the finish line to pass the most widespread legislation to kill whatever moves. Literally.
True. True. All right, so I was talking about, you mentioned her during the break, and I chuckled because at the top of the hour, I was talking about Stacey Abrams, who said, if we don't approve of voter fraud, we're all going to be speaking Russian soon.
But the problem is that she thinks she's the imaginary governor of Georgia because she's never conceded that she lost, okay? This is a woman that is so inept politically that her entire message is that the election was stolen.
Yep.
That's all she can say. Okay? Anybody in their right mind wouldn't look at Stacey Abrams as a viable candidate for governor. She doesn't represent the people. And how do we know that? Because when that heartbeat bill was passed,
I know,
it was passed with a large majority, Joe.
Right.
So Stacey Abrams is the biggest village idiot next to Omar, who tells us that we need to make foreign policy with a non-U.S. perspective. I'm really sorry, that's an oxymoron. I don't care, and neither does Donald Trump, what the other side thinks. That's not the point. We're not in a popularity contest. Obama's not the president anymore. So I don't care what Omar, she should not be in office, or anybody else outside this border of these United States, think about what we're doing with our military and our economic policy. It doesn't matter.
Oaths mean nothing. Remember, she swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. So did Ginsburg. And both of them are known to say that the Constitution is outdated. We shouldn't be following it. We should be doing it.
I know.
You know, and so at that point, you've broken your oath. You basically lied. Time to go, don't you think?
It's time for all of them to go. AOC is telling us how we should think and live. It's ironic she's going back to the Bronx this weekend to serve drinks, which is where she came from. And
No. She's going to serve the people. That's what she's doing.
Well, she should work for tips. You know, it's hard being a member of Congress doing nothing except for saying things that don't actually exist. It's all fantasy, right?
Yeah.
The thing she says, people, if you were in a real world, would look at her and say, it's not true. Not true. No facts.
Listen, wait a minute. She's the one, and if it was a guy, it'd be the same thing. And she was the one we always would roll our eyes with. We make fun of. We really wouldn't, you know. You kind of wave your hand and go, yeah, okay, whatever, right?
Except one too many people patted her on the back and said, "Oh, great idea," and then she ran from a bartender, from a bar.
Well, look.
People patted her on the head and said, "Alexandra, that's such a great idea."
Yeah, it'll get you out of my hair for 3 months. Yeah. No, listen, nobody really expected her to win. I mean, she didn't expect her to win.
I know.
Right?
I remember that mule face she had when she won the primary.
Yeah.
She couldn't have faked that look. I mean, maybe she could have. I don't know.
Well, no. I again, the night that she won, you see the look on her face, the surprise on her face. There was no way, no way in this God's green earth that she really thought that she was going to pull that off. And I think the Democrats did, frankly, what some of our Republican friends have done, which is they figured they won, or they've been there for 16 years. Nobody's going to, you know, kick them out. They're fine. They're good. The constituency has their back. And no, didn't happen.
Can I finish with something? I will, no matter what you say.
Well, it doesn't matter what I say.
Any lawyer has now told the entire world that Trump has an advisor that nobody knew about. And it was Kim Jong-un. And he's advising Trump on how to win the election. So if anybody... they're not crazy there. They're totally crazy to assert beyond what they said prior. You know, Trump's a double agent, works for the Russian government.
He's a Russian. He's a Russian agent.
Matter now, fact,
if we would start saying that, they wouldn't believe us, right?
But now the equivalent of Buddha, who's a leader of North Korea, by his size, I mean.
Yes, I got
is an advisor for our president. Okay? I want to drug test every member of the left. We're going to find some amazing results.
Well, I think the drugs you're going to find will have nothing to do with the illegal stuff that we know about. Most of it will be geriatric drugs, right? Just keeping them alive.
And, right.
Right.
You mean Nancy Pelosi? Like, how does that woman talk? We still don't know.
She needs to use super glue for those dentures. It's really becoming hard to pay attention to her as you watch them fall out of her mouth.
Too bad they didn't fall on her lips. All right. So
anyhow, we got to go for a break. I can't take it. We got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. And look, I can prove to you that our emails are being blocked. Not in total, but some of you have sent me pictures of what you're getting. Or
don't be Alex Jones.
Shut up. Stop. I'm talking here. we had some people have sent me copies of their emails, and they say right on the email, this site is known to send out spam. So... get it by text if you have to. TRS to 55222. Be back in a minute with Mark Anthony, maybe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
There are no free rides. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or just bring it back on with me. I always enjoy when Mark Anthony joins me, and we talk about everything.
Hello,
under the sun,
my friend.
You know? How you doing?
Yeah, everything.
Yes, pretty much.
Like everything.
It's smorgasbord hour.
By the way.
What?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
like
Omar
telling us that we should look at our foreign policy from other people's perspective. Yeah. Here's the problem with that. Number one, she's a traitor. And I don't remember in the last 8 years of Obama where we took a vote on our foreign policy. I don't care what the rest of the world thinks about American foreign interest. It actually doesn't interest me what they think at all. What I'm more concerned about is where that $180 billion of cash went from Obama to the terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
Which probably got her elected, by the way, and some people may say, why would he say that? Because where did this woman come from? And to lob. To walk into Congress with all this support. And AOC, for that matter.
All of them. They're amazing to me. You know, and again, they walked in because we don't work. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, if Republicans had worked at this, if somebody had worked at this, they wouldn't have been able to walk in, as far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Unfettered. Nobody asked them anything, Joe. I mean, the biggest question AOC was asked is how to make a dry martini. I mean, really, in all seriousness, okay? That woman has never been asked anything serious in her life.
No.
Except for the utopian version of the New Green Deal.
God. It just, and that whole thing in and of itself is sick. Anyway, hey, listen, before we actually run out of time, I got so many other things I want to hit with you. Let me see how smart you actually, because you keep telling me how smart you are. So let me see how smart you actually are.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. You're right. And the answer is not too much garlic. I have a copy of a resume in my hand. Okay. And let's see if you can guess whose resume this is. All right.
Uh-huh.
From 1980.
Is this a new segment on the show?
Just for you.
All right, go.
Actually, just for you. Really.
All right.
So, this person is known for writing numerous articles on social, historical, and political subjects. 25 film strips on New England state history. His television productions include Poverty in Vermont and Deb's Radio Programming. He was the mayor of the city of Burlington, chairperson for the Vermont Library, a third party formed in Vermont called the Liberty Union Party. He was one of the leaders of that as well. He's involved in opposing New England Telephone's rate increase, and he was involved in making Vermont educational television open to local filmmakers. Who do you think that might have been?
Oh, he sounds amazing. He sounds so amazing, except his hair is so bad you can't take him seriously. Is it Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders. That's right. You win a TRS mug. There you go.
His other distinction is that he, just like Hillary, is under investigation.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
And his wife. Right. Okay.
I know. Aren't they great? So, they're great people. Yeah.
This guy graduated from college in 64. And with the exception of a few years in the middle of his life, he has been on your and my tax dolls forever. Just amazing.
I know. But he looks like that crazy uncle in a cartoon that you want to, like, fortify your house so they won't come back, because he's nuts. There's nothing that man says, as you and I both know, that makes sense.
I like one of his claims to fame. Now, forgive me, Vermont, I'm not actually making fun of you, but he was the mayor of one of the largest cities in Vermont. I'm sorry, the largest city in Vermont. I'm thinking,
that's
okay.
A high standard. Yeah.
Right. That makes it so you should be president now. That's right. You got it figured out anyway. And he got another claim to fame. Whoever touts their loss as a claim to fame, and he said he nearly became governor with 15% of the statewide vote in 1986.
Wow.
Like,
that's a participation trophy.
This guy's great. I mean, seriously, when you read what some of these people write and what they put down, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, I wouldn't admit to that. I wouldn't put that down there. I wouldn't talk about that. You know,
it's a badge of honor for them.
It is. It really is to them. You know, I just find it interesting. But so, you know, when you look at let's talk a little bit about the 2020 lineup, and not all of them, but when you look at the bulk of who's running for president.
We don't have 10 hours to talk about 24 of them.
Well, listen, there isn't enough in their lives to talk 10 hours. Are you serious? Moron, idiot, low IQ, needs more hair. I mean, I go down a whole list of stuff, right? But when you think about it,
Kamala, whoever, you know.
Well, Kamala, I love her. Did you hear her come out with her self-righteous crap the other day?
Kamala!
That's your time, not mine. She came out the other day and she started talking about the, you know.
You're much older.
Yes, quite a bit, as a matter of fact. Although, I know I look younger, but I am quite a bit older. So she came out the other day and talked about the wage disparity between men and women, and she's going to fix that. She's going to write a law, and I'm thinking to myself, why don't you fix it in your own office first? Her state office and her campaign office both pay men 20%, 21% to be more accurate, more than women doing the same jobs. Nancy Pelosi has the same problem. Who's that woman?
Let's stop. I mean, come on.
What?
Joe, if you're going to ask somebody how do you objectify men, Willie Brown will raise his hand with Kamala. So we understand how she got so far so fast without having whiplash. So let's be honest. Oh, I got you now. I know you well. So who cares what any of them say? They're from a village full of idiots. They're for reparations. They're for universal health care. Therefore, everything that would destroy this country.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with you. So, what happens to Beto?
You have to side. Beto?
Yeah. Is he still
Beto
around?
Beto is the kind. Is he still around? Well, you know, he shows up when the press shows up, and
yeah.
Probably the thing he has over Mayor Pete is he's straight and has a family. They may be the ticket. In 2020, and your listeners may laugh, but how much more can they pull from? Their bench is full of people that are in, it's a small land, a ride in Disneyland, you know, kumbaya.
All right,
they're
so
full.
We only got a couple of minutes, so I just want to go, let's see if you agree with me or not. Joe Biden, I think he won't make it to the end, but he's got the most amount of points right now. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Bernie
and
Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah, he's dropping back, you know, what is it, 11% or something like that.
Yes.
He may be their choice. God forbid something else might happen. Elizabeth Warren, she's actually going to go back and get a job. She's not going to make it to the end.
No, she's going to go teach a couple more classes. I mean, come on.
Right.
We've asked too much from her.
With a Indian wig dress on. Kamala Harris, again, she's going to fizzle away to nothing. Agreed?
Yeah. Agreed.
Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is. He's fading fast too. Amy Klobuchar, Klobuchar. I mean, really, seriously, what is she? -0?
Who is she? She did her assignment. She did her announcement. Do we all remember in the middle of a snowstorm?
Yes.
Remember?
There you go.
Yes.
Beto O'Rourke, he's had a
You know what
reboot.
I want to say about that announcement?
Quick, you got 20 seconds, go. Yeah.
Very, very racist.
Oh.
In the snow, making your announcement. Go ahead.
All right.
Sorry.
Cory Booker, already gone. He's like, you know, desperate, trying to get some. Andrew Yang, yeah, he might get some 12
year olds. Don't underestimate Spartacus, Joe, please. Come on. You have no idea what he can do.
Well, Julian Castro, he's got ties to Cuba, so he's done. Let me see. I mean, seriously, pretty much everybody in this list is gone.
Dumbest, and who is it?
I mean, this is truly the bottom of their barrel. They have better people. Eric Swalwell, I love this guy. Anyway, we got to go. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure
he's
to have you with me.
SNL skit. Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure.
Joe
Messina, your host.
Thank you.
There you go. Go away. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid, because I'm seriously, I joke with you guys all the time. I want you to be with me tomorrow, right? So don't do, I mean, a couple of my friends over the last 6 weeks, or I should say friends, people I know well, gone. Not here anymore. So please be careful. Don't do anything stupid. The storm's going on all over the place. Don't be the hero. If you got a place to hide, a place to be safe, do it. And don't forget to pray. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.